This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has declared that today's national pause for reflection is intended to signal the country's collective stand against violence. She was speaking outside the National Botanical Gardens during the Junior Kadumut Parade, which had earlier paused at noon to observe the 5 minutes of reflection, which Ms. Motley had called for in response to a surge in gun violence.
Because we've reached a point now where a handful of people cannot take the Barbados that we know or the Barbados that we love because of their commitment to guns. Guns don't walk, guns don't talk. And at the end of the day, unlike slavery where something was imposed on us from outside, we have the capacity to make the choices, to make the difference, and to walk away from guns and to leave that out. It starts first and foremost, though, as Edwin said in his song, the fussing and the fighting and the war must stop.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, also speaking to Starcom Network News while attending Junior Kadumut, Minister in the Prime Minister's office, responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, highlighted the significance of the national pause.
Well, you know, this is extremely important. I mean, the whole of Barbados would know that there is general concern about the state of violence. The Prime Minister has asked us all as a nation to pause over the weekend in our services from Friday to Sunday, but now today at 12 to be able to pause. That pause is us standing up as a nation, as individuals, Barbadians, and being able to demonstrate that not only are we concerned, but also as well that we're willing to reflect and take some responsibility for this nation, but also as well to send a signal, particularly to those forces that would want to be destructive, that they are in the minority, but that the majority of Barbadians are committed to ensuring that we have the type of Barbadian that keeps that tradition and those values that are typical of this country.
The minister also praised the creativity on display during the Junior Kadumut.
Kiddies Kadumut now, they've had been blessed with a fantastic day. So lots of sunshine. I see all the kids, the creativity as well. I think the creativity is here. People talk about, you know, the lost art that's happening with Kadumut, but we're finding it in Kiddies Kadumut as well. One of the other things sort of that we have done in Division of Culture with the National Library Service is make sure that the kids understand the reason for what it is that they're doing. It's not just to jump up, but understand the theme and you know, the history. So that we're kind of embedding within the next generation as well, a love for the art itself and not just for the day and the jump up.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, has dismissed rumors that discolored water seen along the south coast is sewage. Speaking during a news briefing to provide an update on repairs to an 8-inch sewage line on the south coast that was ruptured during the passage of Hurricane Beryl, Dr. Duguid explained the reason for the discoloration.
As far as I'm aware, what happens simultaneously and what people often mistake for sewage is when we open the sluice gate. And when the sluice gate is open, sometimes you get tannins, which is the stuff from the trees and so on. And people think that is. But that was not that. That was tannins when we opened the sluice gate. Because remember, at the same time, you had rain. So when you have rain, it means that the swamp gets filled up. And that's why the sluice gate is there, so you can open it. And often when you open it, you still have to clear away sand as well. So we open, clear away sand, and then people see they tend to see this in the water and come to that conclusion. But that is not normally so.
Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid. And finally, the first cohort of school monitors who completed their programs in early childhood care have received their certification today at the Barbados Community College. 200 participants graduated from the school's assistant training program that was conducted at the Erdiston Teachers Training College. Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney, highlighted the importance of the program.
Most fundamental is that we want a child-centered education system, one where we put the children first, and all that we do is to support the teachers and to support the schools and to support Erdiston and to support all of our partners in being able to do what is right by every child, no matter how they learn, no matter what pace they learn, no matter what their interests are, and no matter what the outcomes they want for their lives. Every child must have the chance at a better future.
Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney. That was the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good evening.